Amandla! Amandla! Viva ANC, viva! Viva ANC, viva! Viva COSATU, viva! Viva SACP, viva! Viva SANCO, viva! Long live the spirit of Nelson Mandela, long live! Long live the spirit of Nelson Mandela, long live! Long live the spirit of Albertina Sisulu, long live! Amandla! Comrades and friends, I greet you in the name of the African National Congress. I extend my greetings to the national officials of the African National Congress, the national chairperson, Gwede Mantashe, the deputy secretary general of the ANC, Comrade Jesse Duarte, the treasurer general, Comrade Paul Mashatile, and all other members of the National Executive Committee who are here with us today. I also extend my greetings to the leadership of the African National Congress, COSATU, the SACP and SANCO in our province here in the Western Cape. I also extend my greetings to the leadership of our movement of regions of the ANC who have come from various parts of the Western Cape. And comrades, I greet all of you who are here and want to thank you for coming to this rally today as we retrace our step down memory lane. I also extend my greetings to the stalwarts and the veterans of our movement who are here with us today. Comrades, we meet here in this very historic place and this very momentous day to officially launch the centenary celebrations of celebrating Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela's life. In this year, comrades, we also celebrate the centenary of Albertina Sisulu, a great daughter of the African soil, who dedicated her life to the service of our people. Over the course of this year, we will be dedicating activities right across the length and the breadth of our country to celebrate and to recall the profound contribution that Umamu Albertina Sisulu made to the struggle for the rights of our people through her leadership of the ANC and other formations of the mass democratic movement. We will recall the great sacrifices that Umamu Albertina made, as well as the pioneering role that she played in the struggle for the emancipation of the women of our country. Comrades, we are here today having chosen to launch these celebrations here on the Gekies Omhierdi celebrations year of the Grand Parade and Kapstad te begin. Want dit was hier dat Madiba 27 jare en die tronk sy eerste woorde aan die Suid-Afrikaanse volk gepraat het. Madiba het hier by hierdie plek wat ek nou staan vir die eerste keer gepraat het met almal van ons mense. After 27 years of being in prison, and Madiba had baie lekker gepraat. And when he spoke, he said, "I speak not as a prophet, but as a humble servant of you, the people." It was here that Madiba declared that our march to freedom was irreversible. That was here op hierdie stadium dat Madiba gesê het dat apartheid nie kan werk hier in Suid-Afrika nie. It was here that Madiba said, "Our freedom is at hand." And it was here on the 11th of February that Madiba said, "We are now marching to our appointment with freedom. We are marching to our appointment, our destiny with freedom." And it was here that our freedom struggle got into top gear when Madiba spoke at this very place. So I want to remind you all that you are at a very historic place. History was made here where you are all standing. I am sure that everybody in South Africa remembers very well where they were on this day, at this very hour, 28 years ago, when the whole world was watching. The whole world had stopped to watch Madiba's release and his first speech. Many of you will remember where you were, but some of us who were involved in the whole process of getting not only Madiba but the other leaders to be released, remember this very day when we went to fetch Madiba at Victor Verster, and as we drove to Cape Town with him, all our people had gathered along the side of the road. They were standing on the left-hand side, on the right-hand side, in their thousands, black and white, as Madiba's convoy was traveling towards Cape Town so that he can come and deliver his first speech here. Members of the National Reception Committee were escorting Madiba, and some of them were driving. I remember Comrade Trevor Manuel was the chief chauffeur of the car that was leading the convoy. And as we were coming towards Cape Town, suddenly Nelson Mandela got lost. We didn't know where Nelson Mandela was. He had disappeared into some side road, and we all panicked. We were panicking because we thought finally the enemy had taken him again. Either they were going to send him back to prison or even kill him. But finally, we were very pleased when we finally brought him here together with his old comrade, Walter Sisulu, so that he can come and address our people. That day will forever remain etched in our collective memory as a moment of great joy and great hope. For all of us as South Africans, it was a new beginning. It represented the dawn of a new era in our country's turbulent history. It encouraged our people to believe even more firmly that the shackles of oppression and exploitation would fall away. It encouraged our people to believe that after many years of struggle, as well as sacrifice and suffering, a brighter day would soon rise upon our nation. That day strengthened our people's resolve to forge a new democratic society founded on unity and justice and equality. On that day, our people witnessed not only the return of a great revolutionary and a great freedom fighter, but the beginning of the end of a system that the world had described as a crime against humanity. On that day, our people saw the future of South Africa. They saw the future of this country represented in Nelson Mandela. He became the embodiment of their shared hopes, their dreams, their aspirations, and their sense of a common nationhood. In him, Nelson Mandela, our people saw a repository of all the best values and attitudes necessary, or attributes necessary, for a new united and democratic society in South Africa. The centenary of the birth of Nelson Mandela gives us a great opportunity for renewal and rebuilding. As we remember this great leader, uma sikhumbula utata Madiba iqhawe lomzabalazo wethu, isenze ukuthi sijonge ukuthi abantu bakuthi apha eMzantsi Afrika singayenza njani ukuthi bamanyane babe into eyodwa, siqhube siye phambili singabantu abamanyene. It encourages us to explore what it means to be South African, to be reminded of what unites us, and to confront as one people all that continues to divide us. This year gives us an opportunity, as we remember Nelson Mandela, to reaffirm our vision of a non-racial society, to build a South Africa that belongs to all our people, all those who live in it, black and white. It also gives us an opportunity to reflect on the long path we have walked to reach this moment in our young democracy, to celebrate the achievements and acknowledge the shortcomings. Because, comrades, we have had great achievements as a young democracy and as a young nation. We have achieved a great deal, but we still have a number of shortcomings. So this year, we are called upon, all of us, to look at where we have come from and to look at our weaknesses, to look at the challenges that we face. As we emerge from a period of difficulty, a period of disunity and discord, this Nelson Mandela centenary year offers us what I would call a new beginning. Lo nyaka ka Nelson Mandela ufanele ukuthi usenze ukuthi sijonge ukuthi singaqala njani kabusha na ukuthi lelizwe lakuthi singalivuseleza kanjani na. How can we renew and rebuild our country, and how can we instill new hope in the hearts and the minds of our people? It offers us an opportunity to restore our national life, to our national life, the values and the principles for which Nelson Mandela stood for. It offers us an opportunity to return our struggle to the path along which Nelson Mandela led us. As we gather here to commemorate that pivotal moment in the life of our nation, let us affirm our determination as a people to realize the vision for which Nelson Mandela dedicated his life. Let us work and find a way of working together to unite our people, African, colored, Indian and white, to build a new nation in which all of us have equal opportunities and have equal rights. Let us find a way to work together to build a nation in which all our people have jobs, all our people have houses, all our people have food, and all our people have good education, good health, and security. That is what Madiba dedicated his life to, so that our people must have bread, so that our people must have jobs, so that our people must live in safe neighborhoods, so that the children of this country must get a decent education. We need to build a country in which all the people of our country can share in the wealth of our country, and that the wealth must not be shared by only a few people in our country. On the day of his release, Madiba had a special message for the people of Cape Town, the city that had been his home for 3 decades. He saluted the people of Cape Town for their tireless struggle, which he said had been a constant source of inspiration and strength and encouragement to all the political prisoners who were on Robben Island. So you, the people of Cape Town, as you led your daily lives, as you got involved in struggle, you continued to encourage Nelson Mandela as he was in Robben Island and Victor Verster, and we applaud you for having given Madiba a great deal of strength, and we say thank you to the people of Cape Town. Because it was in Cape Town that the first freedom fighters of our country launch their struggle against colonialism and exploitation. They had been drawn from the ranks of the Khoi and the Sun, and they took up arms to resist colonial occupation of their ancestral home. It was here that the first slaves rose up against their masters, declaring that all people shall be free and that none may claim ownership over another. It was here in Cape Town that a struggle was waged. For over three centuries, Cape Town was a city of resistance. It was a city of struggle. It was a city that was inherently opposed to oppression and colonialism. We remember too that it was in this city, on this day, 1966, that the apartheid government declared District 6, not far from where we have gathered today, as a whites-only area. By doing so, it established the grounds for one of the most traumatic episodes in the history of this city, the forced removal of over 60,000 people from the place that they had called their home. The scars of that brutal injustice remain in this city to this very day, a stark reminder that we have yet to fully correct this and many other historical wrongs. We remember today the many great leaders of our people who have called Cape Town their home. We salute such great freedom fighters as Sheikh Yusuf, Dr. Abdullah Abdurrahman, Sisi Gul, Alex Laguma, Z.R. Mahabani, Oscar Mpeta, Philip Kosana, Ray Alexander, Dora Tamana, John Mtini, Reg September, Dala Omar, Ben Turok, Ernie Silinga, Esa Musa, Johnny Issel, Jake Schervel, Archie Sibeko, Mama Liseya, Comrade Sidina, Brawili, Comrade Ngose, Ashley Creel, and many others. These are the heroes and the heroines of this city. We also remember the Rivonia trialists who spent most of their time here in Cape Town. Oh, Comrade Walter Sisulu, oh, Gavin Mbeki, Ahmed Kathrada, Raymond Mhlaba, Elias Motsoaledi, Andrew Mlangeni, who were imprisoned here alongside Madiba at Robben Island. Dennis Goldberg, who was also imprisoned in Pretoria. We pay tribute to all these heroes of our struggle. Like him, they were made to suffer for their convictions, and like him, their sacrifices and their courage and their indomitable spirit continues to inspire all of us. We send special wishes on this day to Nobel laureate Utata Wethu, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who, like Madiba, once lived in Vilakazi Street in Soweto, but who has now become a resident of Cape Town. We wish the Arch very well in every way that is possible. There are a few people who better embody the spirit of defiance and desire for justice that have characterized the struggles of this city than its adopted son, Desmond Mpilo Tutu. Archbishop, we wish you very well wherever you are. And as we are here in Cape Town, we say strength to you. Now, as Cape Town and the province of Western Cape confronts a devastating water crisis, we are once again called upon to unite in common struggle against a formidable enemy. We are called upon to protect the vulnerable and the poor, who are the most at risk from the social and economic and humanitarian effects of the drought. Because this drought that Cape Town is going through affects the poor people of the city and the province much more than it affects the rich people of the city. We commend the people of the Western Cape for their fortitude and their action individually and collectively to confront this crisis. If there ever was a time when we should all be working together as the people of Cape Town and as the people of this province, this water crisis is the time when we should all join hands and make sure that we address this challenge that we now face. As a nation, we have a responsibility to come to the aid of the people of this province and those similarly affected in neighboring provinces. For it is not the Western Cape only that is going through a drought and that has water shortages. A number of other areas in our country are going through the same challenge. We need the national government to work together in a much closer way with the province and the local government, as well as with business and labor and civil society, to ensure a common coordinated response to this crisis. As a nation, this is a challenge that we must confront together. Fellow South Africans, this is a year of celebration, but it also is a year when we must see action, action that is going to change and transform the lives of our people. It must be a year in which we work together to forge a new social compact for economic growth, for job creation, as well as for transformation. We must work together, as Madiba taught us, to push back the frontiers of poverty, to push back the frontiers of unemployment and inequality, by providing quality education to the children of the poor and the working class. The alliance is also required to work together to achieve the objectives of our revolution. It must be the year in which we accelerate the return of the land to those from whom it was taken, and in which we plant the seeds of an agricultural revolution. A revolution in agriculture that will result in us being able to grow our economy, that will result in us being able to feed the nation and improve the lives of our people, particularly in the rural areas. It must be a year during which our people have hope that this great resource that was forcibly taken away from their forebears can indeed be returned to them. This must be a year in which we make great strides in unlocking the wealth of our economy, also a year in which we attract and unlock greater investment in those industries that have the greatest potential of growing our economy, including mining, manufacturing, agriculture, and tourism. This, comrades, must be a year in which we intensify efforts to unite the peoples of Africa through a continental free trade area where we improve infrastructure investment, where we increase cooperation in science and technology. It must be a year where we also lessen conflicts on our continent. We remember how Nelson Mandela traveled across the African continent, gathering support for our struggle against apartheid, and how the people of the rest of the continent loved him, and how he loved the people of our continent. In this year, comrades, the centenary of the birth of Nelson Mandela, South Africa will seek to find many ways of growing our economy. One of those will be to find ways of getting our young people into employment, of finding ways of creating jobs for the young people of our country. In this year, we will also be introducing the national minimum wage for all workers in South Africa. And in this regard, we have a great deal to be thankful to COSATU for having led the struggle and the negotiations together with other federations so that our country can have a national minimum wage. Come the 1st of May this year, the national minimum wage will have arrived. And that is going to mean that no worker in our country must earn less than the national minimum wage, except for those two sectors, domestic workers and agriculture, who have been given a period to catch up, so that all other workers, they should be equal to all other workers. The minimum wage will improve the lives of 6.6 million low-paid workers in our country and make an important contribution to our ongoing efforts to tackle severe inequality in our country. Nelson Mandela would have been very pleased to hear that finally the objective and the aspiration that was set out in the Freedom Charter has now been achieved, because the objective of a national minimum wage was first articulated in 1955 when the Freedom Charter was drafted. We are pleased that we are achieving the objective that was set out by our forebears. In defense of Madiba's legacy, we will continue to wage a relentless war against corruption and mismanagement of the resources of our country. Nelson Mandela was totally committed against corruption, against theft, against the robbery of the assets of our people. We will continue with his legacy of fighting corruption and making sure that those who are corrupt and steal from the poor are brought to justice. That is what Nelson Mandela would have wanted. By so doing, comrades, we will be continuing with Nelson Mandela's legacy. Nelson Mandela continued to uphold the highest values. He was a man of great integrity. He was a man who had committed his life to serving the people unconditionally. And so, in terms of respecting and extending his legacy, we have no choice, we have no other way but to continue to fight corruption, because that is what Nelson Mandela will have done and will have wanted. We will at the same time continue to resist any form or attempt to capture our state institutions for the self-enrichment of a few. We know that Nelson Mandela would have been against the capturing of the institutions of our country. We will continue to act in Nelson Mandela's image by resisting that. Comrades, we are determined to rebuild the confidence of our people in the public institutions of our country and to restore the credibility of those who are elected to serve in those institutions. We will make sure that our state-owned enterprises become state-owned enterprises that will manage the assets of our people correctly, that the things that have been going wrong in our state-owned enterprises are put right and the governance processes are put right, and that the operations of those state-owned enterprises are straightened out, and that no single state-owned enterprise will work or operate in the interests of individuals or certain families. That we will make sure of. At this moment in our history, comrades, we are reminded of Madiba's extraordinary wisdom and insight of the leadership qualities. Amandla! 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 Long live Nelson Mandela, long live! Long live Nelson Mandela, long live! Comrades, we are reminded of the extraordinary wisdom and insight of the leadership qualities of Nelson Mandela that prepared him to guide our country along the path of democracy. Nelson Mandela was imbued with great wisdom, and he was able, with great ability, to steer our country through the path of democracy in the formative years of our own freedom. And Nelson Mandela became very careful, became very focused on the objectives that needed to be achieved. It is these qualities that we should seek to understand, to appreciate, and to emulate as we embark upon this path of unity and renewal. It is Madiba's example that we should, that should inform our approach to the tasks that we undertake as a government, as a leadership, as a people, and as a country. As the leadership of the African National Congress, we are currently engaged, comrades, in discussions around the transition to a new administration, and specifically to resolve the issues of the position of the President of the Republic of South Africa. Comrades, the successful resolution of this matter has great significant consequences for the country and for the African National Congress. It is therefore important that we should manage these discussions that are currently underway with care and purpose, ensuring that we put the interests of South Africa first. The issue that we are seeking to do is to make sure that it is the interest of you, our people, that must be put first and not the interest of anyone else. Because it is therefore important that we should draw deep into Madiba's wisdom. We should draw deep into Madiba's style of doing things in an orderly manner, in a purposeful manner, in a way where we focus on the end result. Comrades, this is precisely what the leadership is doing right now. And we will be doing all this with a key objective of uniting our people. Nelson Mandela's objective in everything that he did was to make sure that the people of our country were united. If you look carefully, comrades, at the way in which Nelson Mandela handled the various challenging moments in the history of his own presidency, he was very careful. He was very, very clear that he always sought to put the interests of our people first, but he was also very clear about continuing to unite the people of South Africa and to unite the African National Congress. This is precisely what is also informing our approach, comrades, as we handle this whole question of the transition. But as you have all heard, the National Executive Committee of the African National Congress will be meeting tomorrow to discuss this very matter. And because our people want this matter to be finalized, the National Executive Committee will be doing precisely that. I say this, comrades, because we know you want this matter to be finalized. We know you want closure on this matter. Comrades, as you do want closure, we will be doing so, keeping our eyes on what is in the interest of all our people and how we continue to unite the nation. Because as we learn from Madiba, what was paramount with Madiba was the unity of our people. For him, a necessary condition for the unity of South African people was the unity of the African National Congress. Writing to the Kabwe Conference of the ANC 1985, Madiba said, "Unity is the rock on which the African National Congress was founded." He went on to say, "In the course of its history, the ANC has survived countless storms and has risen to eminence, partly because of the sterling qualities of its membership and partly because of each member has regarded himself or herself as the principal guardian of that unity. To lose sight of this basic principle is to sell out our birthright, to betray those who paid the highest price so that the ANC should flourish and triumph. It is the responsibility, therefore, comrades, of every leader who follows in the footsteps of Nelson Mandela. It is in the responsibility of every member of the ANC, and indeed every South African, to strive for the genuine unity. Firstly, yes, for members of the ANC, but for all other South Africans, for the unity of the people of this country. Genuine unity is that which is based on principle, integrity, and the commitment to the needs of the people. So we will keep that in mind as we finalize this matter. Comrades, we should not lose sight of the need to keep our people united. We must continue to draw lessons from Madiba's life. He embodied qualities that we seek in ourselves with regard to humility, forgiveness, compassion, and the unwavering love for our fellow human beings, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, creed, sexual orientation, and the many other features which make humanity such a wonderfully diverse species. He was a revolutionary and a freedom fighter who was prepared to take up arms against injustice, who was also prepared to negotiate with his oppressor, and who was able to reconcile with his jailers. Madiba's profound and abiding contribution to this nation, comrades, is best captured in the words he spoke during his trial in 1964 when he said, "I have fought against white domination and I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the ideal of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunities." Madiba continued that it is an ideal which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, he said, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die. That is Nelson Mandela. So, comrades, you see that in Nelson Mandela, we had an outstanding son of the soil, an outstanding leader who was prepared to sacrifice his very life so that all of us could be free. Now, as we celebrate the centenary of his birth, let us remember the ideal for which he was prepared to die. For that is that ideal of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony with equal opportunities, which we, the children and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren of Nelson Mandela are now tasked to achieve. This, comrades, is what Nelson Mandela would want us to achieve, to have a South Africa that is prosperous, a South Africa that is successful, and a South Africa that is democratic, non-racial, and non-sexist. Comrades, we have now arrived at a moment in the history of our country where we can relive that moment when Nelson Mandela was released, to generate the hope, to generate that excitement that enveloped us and that transported us to a new democratic South Africa. Right now, we have a new mood right across the country. We can capture that mood and move forward as one nation, one people, to ensure that we do indeed get to where Nelson Mandela wanted us to get to. Now, comrades, this year throughout the nation, we will indeed be celebrating Nelson Mandela's life. The whole world will also be doing precisely that. There will be celebrations overseas, in Europe, in America, in the rest of our continent, in South America, in Asia, and many other places. Let us join the world in this great celebration of Nelson Mandela's life. And let all of us as South Africans try to emulate Nelson Mandela and focus our attention on living our lives in exactly the same way that Nelson Mandela would have. Embracing the values, embracing the principles that Nelson Mandela had embraced, ridding our country of all the bad things that have been happening in the past, ridding our country of corruption, of theft, ridding our country of all the negative things. We have arrived, comrades, as we start these celebrations at a great moment. Let the spirit of Nelson Mandela transport us to a higher level. Let the spirit of Nelson Mandela lift us all and make sure that we become the South Africans that he wanted us to be, and we make South Africa the country of our dreams and Nelson Mandela's dreams. And as we say so, we say, long live the spirit of Nelson Mandela, long live. Long live the spirit of Nelson Mandela, long live. Hala la Madiba, halala. Hala la Nelson Mandela, halala. Long live the spirit of Albertina Sisulu, long live. Amandla. Amandla. Thank you, comrades. Let's enjoy the year of Nelson Mandela.